The Special Minister of State, Gary Nan, came under pressure in Parliament today to discipline his Chief of Staff after comments the staffer made last week at a public meeting. PM was at that meeting last week where Mr Nan's Chief of Staff, Peter Phelps, heckled the Labour candidate for Eden Monaro, the former Army Colonel Mike Kelly. Mr Phelps accused Mr Kelly of using the Nuremberg case like the guards at Belsen concentration camp when Mr Kelly said he'd had to serve in Iraq because that was his duty as a soldier. While arguing that his chief of staff went to the meeting in a private capacity, Mr Nairns told Parliament that he doesn't agree with any comparisons that Mr Phelps made between Nazi Germany and Australian soldiers in Iraq. From Canberra, Gillian Bradford reports.
When PM went along to hear the Labor candidate Mike Kelly address a community meeting in Queanbeyan last week, we certainly didn't suspect the man throwing some rather forceful interjections was the Chief of Staff to a minister.
Simon Green said it was illegal and immoral.
We are where we are now, mate.
And Kevin Rudd said it was illegal as well too.
Yeah, we are where we are.
And you took part in an illegal action according to their standards.
But on Monday, Peter Phelps, the Chief of Staff to the Special Minister of State and member for Eden Monaro, Gary Nan, confirmed it was him in this exchange with Labor's candidate, the former Army Colonel Mike Kelly.
I told you that it was a total failure of diplomacy to establish that mission on a sound footing of legitimacy.
And immoral. Mm-hmm. And you took part in it willingly because you weren't sent over there, you volunteered, didn't you?
No, I was a soldier and I did what I was ordered to do.
Oh, like the guards at Belsen, perhaps. Are you using the Nuremberg defence? No, come on.
Sure. No, that's fine.
He's a military lawyer who knows all well.
Today, Labor's Deputy Leader Julia Gillard opened Question Time wondering if Gary Nan thought that behaviour was appropriate.
I refer the Minister to a question posed by his Chief of Staff, Peter Phelps, to Colonel Mike Kelly, asking if he compared his military service in Iraq to that of Nazi guards at the Belsen concentration camp.
Shame.
Does the Minister endorse his Chief of Staff's conduct and what will he do about it?
I think it's only appropriate that individuals in their own private capacity, when invited to attend a forum, goes along to that forum and participates in the debate.
Mr Nan initially stuck to the defence that his Chief of Staff went along to the meeting simply as a citizen of Queanbeyan, so could say anything he liked. But when pushed again, he did distance himself from those comments, though still not going so far as to discipline Mr Phelps.
Clearly, Mr Speaker, I would not agree with any comments that might compare the work of Australian soldiers with those in Nazi Germany.
Even though Mr Nan disowned his man this afternoon, this morning he allowed Mr Phelps to go on ABC Radio in Bega to defend his interjections at the Queanbeyan meeting. And Mr Phelps was far from apologetic.
I wanted to go along and have a bit of a chat and see if Colonel Kelly could justify his position on a range of issues.
Mr Phelps has form in putting forward his views as a private citizen. The ABC's Media Watch revealed a few years ago he wrote letters to the editor of the Canberra Times without declaring he was then the Chief of Staff to another minister, Eric Abetz. The Jewish Labour MP Michael Danby emerged after Question Time with a scathing assessment of Mr Phelps.
I felt sick to my stomach sitting in Federal Parliament hearing some of these comparisons and the atrocious statements of the Minister's Chief of Staff. Mr Nan's Chief of Staff, Dr Peter Phelps, has attempted to equate an Australian who served in Iraq with someone who was a Nazi concentration camp guard at Belsen. This is deeply offensive not just to the Australian Jewish community, but to all of our World War II diggers and airmen who fought to defeat Nazism. I call on the Prime Minister and the Special Minister of State to unequivocally condemn these remarks of the Special Minister of State's Chief of Staff.
Labour MP Michael Danby ending Gillian Bradford's report, and PM this evening received a copy of a letter that Peter Phelps has written to Mike Kelly, unreservedly withdrawing his inappropriate comments and regretting any offence.